Over the years, the travelling fairs have attracted huge crowds in Norwich at Easter and Christmas time, but there was one star who stood head and shoulders above the rest. His name was Robert Hales, the Norfolk giant, who would appear at the Tombland fairs along with other members of his family. He was the biggest man known in the Western world at the time. Life was tough in those rough and tumble days, but even harder for men and women who were large or small, even disabled. All too often, they ended up scratching a living by being part of these shows, along with exotic animals which travelled up and down the land. Robert was born at Somerton in Norfolk in 1820, and his size was inherited. His father stood 6 foot 6 inches, and his mother, also a large lady at 14 stone, was said to have had an ancestor who was a warder at the Tower of London in Henry VIII's time, who was said to be no less than 8 feet 4 inches tall. This farmer's boy grew to be 7 foot 6 tall, and in his prime his chest measured 64 inches, his waist 64 inches, and he weighed in at 33 stone. He had 3 brothers and 5 sisters who were well over 6 foot tall. It was reported that when he was a lad, Robert worked on a wherry travelling backwards and forwards to Norwich. The brilliant writer Jonathan Mardle wrote, "After that, still trying to live like his smaller fellows, poor Hales joined the Navy at Great Yarmouth and served for 3.5 years before, his size still increasing, he was discharged. He'd not only outgrown a Norfolk wherry, he had outgrown a ship of the line. It must have been then that he accepted the hard fate that decreed he should be a freak," said Jonathan. So it came to be that Robert stood at the boisterous Tombland Fair in Norwich, along with the tallest of his sisters, called Mary, 7 foot 3 inches tall, and a dwarf. They also appeared at Yarmouth, but Robert's sister died while she and her brother were being exhibited in Guernsey. Robert's fame increased, with people not only amazed by his size, but also saying what a good man he was, pleasant, polite, and cheerful. He was received at court by Queen Victoria and the Prince Consort, while in France he was introduced to King Louis Philippe. Robert then set off for America in 1848 to join Barnum and Bailey's circus. He was back in England 3 years later and became landlord of a public house in London and was once again received by Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. There were 6 royal children to marvel at him. But the fortunes of Robert declined and he returned to Norfolk. A historian wrote, "I met him, then a middle-aged man, on Gentleman's Walk at Norwich, surrounded by a crowd, whilst he kept calling out, 'Story of my life! Only 1 penny,' while handling out pieces of paper." In the early 1860s, Robert died at his home in Yarmouth of consumption and was buried in Somerton Churchyard, a poor, honest and gentle giant who others paid to peer at.